This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
If you pay people for not working, then people aren't likely to go out and look for work. Most of us would think that's basic common sense. But apparently that eluded so many in Congress, except for a few senators like Ben Sasse and Lindsey Graham. Months ago, they warned that providing high unemployment benefits to those out of work would create a disincentive. 2 weeks ago, the April jobs report lamented that there were only 266,000 jobs created in the month. Economists had been predicting more than 1 million jobs would be created in April. At the time, the president had difficulty explaining why so few jobs were created, but he was sure that it was Trump's fault. In fact, he made the unbelievable claim that there were no measurable data that people weren't looking for jobs because it pays more not to work. You know, the president needs to get out more and talk to employers trying to do all they can to hire people for positions readily available. One article did a quick calculation and concluded that workers could get nearly $16 an hour by staying home. That is more than double the federal minimum wage. Bank of America estimated that anyone making less than $32,000 or less would be better off staying on unemployment than going back to work. More than a week ago, Senator Ben Sasse called this a clear policy failure at work. There are 7.4 million jobs open in the United States, but fewer than 300,000 people found work. Senator Tim Scott concluded that Democrats are disincentivizing work, pushing billions of wasteful spending, and threatening major tax hikes. Sadly, the President and Congress don't seem interested in changing course. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.